Thank you so much for tuning in to another Cool Down Conversations. In this episode, we go behind the scenes to when I was an extra in Succession and I met Alan Ruck. He had a lot of profound things to say about his career, and it left me with a lot of wisdom and clarity. Let's get into it. So, cool story. I was in Succession, season 4, hence my ability to do a Kendall Roy.
Yeah, sure. Okay, look, I think we can just circle back, okay? Maybe think through, okay? I'll talk to Rome, Shiv, right? Okay?
And the truth is, I didn't make the cut. But I was in this amazing scene, and where I was placed as an extra, by the way, I'm not going to pretend like I was a hired actor or anything. I was an extra in Succession. But in this scene, I was in direct line with Conor Roy and his wife. Now, Conor Roy in the show is Alan Ruck. Once we wrapped, it was the day before Thanksgiving, and Alan Ruck started walking towards me, and here I am thinking, this is my big break. He's seen me. My role was elite party goer, so I was in a nice suit, a little bit open here, suede shoes on. He's like, this kid's got something. I'm going to speak to him. So he comes right towards me, and I'm like, all right, this is it. What do I say? Now, where I was standing, there was a little bit of an indent. There's actually a pinball machine where I was standing, and it was in kind of like this little indented room. And on the floor was a jacket, and he came right up to me, and he goes, he smiles, and I smile. I'm like, all right, this is it. And he looks at me, and he goes, I got to get by you, and I got to grab my jacket. So I was like, oh, shit, okay. And I made a joke. I said, what, they don't have a trailer for you to hang it up? And he said, nah, you know, I just figured I'd get on with the scene and move on. So one, totally humble guy, amazing person, and it was Thanksgiving. So I said, hey, happy Thanksgiving. He said, you too. Take care. Now, because I had that little fanboyish moment, I went on the internet just to kind of look up Alan Ruck and how he was doing. Because if you don't know who Alan Ruck is, he's famously known before Succession for Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Upon kind of stalking him online, I came across an interview he did with Jimmy Kimmel. In the interview, they were kind of going back and forth doing their typical late night show banter. And he said something like, you seem very happy with the cast that you're with now and the role that you're in. And Alan Ruck said something very profound. He said, I waited 30 years for this role. Now, this is someone that starred in a movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, at such a young age. You'd think guy has the rest of his life set up for him. And I'm sure he's taken roles here and there, but he's waited 30 years to land the role of his dreams. And it made me think, wow, do we really have the patience and the persistence to continue to do what we love, even when the fruit isn't magical and the world doesn't see what we're doing, for us to finally see our dreams come true? Can we really have the ability to wait 30 years? Now, he's doing incredibly well. He's incredibly humble through the entire process. I was able to see that firsthand. And to get that little bit of nugget of information gave me so much hope that if something's on your heart and there's a desire there, which in Latin means of the Father, of God, it will play out. It's been placed in you for a reason. And I was so encouraged by that little moment. And, you know, I was a little discouraged that I got cut out of the scene. You can kind of see my shoulder in it. I was talking to a lovely woman right in front of me, and you can kind of see my shoulder. And, you know, so I got the pace up. So if anyone wants to question me on this, I was in Succession season 4. So please, no more questions, no autographs, no pictures. But I'll end this video not with an answer, but with a question. Are we willing to wait 30 years for our dreams to come true? Maybe it'll happen sooner, maybe not. I love y'all. Peace.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Cool Down Conversations. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and gained valuable insights from this story and from our incredible guests. Before we wrap up, remember that this podcast is made possible by listeners like you, so your support means the world to us. Leaving us a review on your preferred podcast platform helps us to reach more people. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never skip the Cool Down. We have plenty more captivating discussions and inspiring guests lined up. And if this message resonated with you and you think someone else needs to hear it, share with your friends. And lastly, connect with us on social media. We love hearing from our listeners and engaging in meaningful conversations. You can find all of these links in our bio. I love y'all. Peace out.